Where's Mark? There he is. Come on up, Mark. I'm excited to hear what Mark's got to say this morning because he was doused in prayer this morning at the prayer meeting. So I believe he's got a real word. I just want to pray for him. Father, thank you for Mark. I pray that you'd calm any nerves, Father, because we know that you have been, you're going to use Mark this morning to bring a message to this church. So Father, may our ears be open to hear the words that you've got to say.
Okay, good morning everybody.
Good morning.
Would you turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 12, please? Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you are the gentler, you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So I want to talk briefly about the gifts this morning. And Paul's going to list the gifts, but the point he's making here, he was in a Roman and Greek environment, and they believed in all sorts of gods. They had a god for everything. They had a god for the towels. They had a god for, well, they had hundreds and thousands of gods, polytheism. And Paul's making the point here that there is only one God and there is only one Lord. So now he's going to list the gifts. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit.
Right.
To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the workings of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues. The one and the same Spirit works in all these things, distributing to each individually as he wills. As God wills. They're a gift. It doesn't mean you're super spiritual. It doesn't. It's not a ranking of how wonderful and God-fearing you are. It's a gift. The gifts are a gift. If you've got Jesus in your heart, you have those gifts. Now, don't look at me like that. You've got them. So, a bit later on, in verse 28, Paul expands on the church, and he says, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations, variety of tongues. But then in verse 31, he says, but earnestly desire the gifts. You have to earnestly desire them. So, I used to watch Batman when I was a kid. Not the dark, horrible thing we have that the big movies have made him. You know, Batman, where you had pow on the screen. Some of you remember this as bad. Smash, crash, wallop, bang. Yeah, and Batman had a utility utility belt. Didn't he? Yeah. What did he have in his utility belt? I don't know, he had strings and he had explosions and he had power. And our gifts, that's our utility belt. And that utility belt is designed to help and to edify and to encourage and to speak into people's lives, to lift people up, to break curses. And you've got that belt on. But in between those two passages, Paul kind of does a little bit of correction, and he says, well, you know, it isn't that one gift is greater than the other. It isn't if you do that, it makes you super wonderful, and you do that, then it's, well, you're just okay, mediocre. He puts us right on that. He says, well, if we're all eyes, then how do you hear? If we're all ears, how do we do other things? He puts us right on that. There are no levels. So, how do we activate these gifts? Well, we have to use them. We have to use them. So we've got words of wisdom. Well, we've had some of that this morning. When you godly impart into people's lives, when God speaks to you to give them a message so you speak into their lives. Word of knowledge. Jesus at the well, he knew that young lady had had five husbands that weren't actually husbands. But he did it in such a loving way that it completely transformed her. Faith. You know, we all have times when we're hot and when we're cold with faith. But when you have that gift of faith, you know, when you speak into your brother or sister's life, you know that it's true because it's come through the Holy Spirit. You know that's that gift of faith. We all have these gifts. Gift of healing. Now, maybe you have a particular condition that you've just gone after. But there's a gift of healing there for all of us to bless one another. And more importantly, outside of our church, to bless folks. The gift of miracles. Now, for me, I'm not really a wine drinker, but turning wine into water, I like that idea. But there's a whole diverse range of miracles. Prophecy. Listen to what God's saying to you and speak it into the body. Listen to what God's saying to you and speak into that non-saved colleague at work. If you've heard it from God, it will come to pass. There is no doubt about it. We just have to tune in. Discerning of spirits. We discern the good ones and we discern the bad ones. You have this inbuilt in you. Tongues. When we pray and when we sing and when we speak in the gift of tongues, you are praising God. But I tell you what, if you're in a tough spot and you can't think of what to do or what to say, then pray in tongues to lift you up. And then we have the interpretation of tongues. Well, we've already seen that demonstrated this morning. That's probably my cue that I've finished. So how? My sheep will hear my voice. Be still, sit in God's peace and listen. But the thing that can sometimes prevent us from working in our gifts is we have this little nagging voice in our head that goes, oh, are you really sure? You're sure that's not your agenda? Did you really hear? Oh, I wouldn't speak to that person today. Do it another time. When we withhold our gifts, we withhold the blessing. And as a body, I think perhaps we are only working in a fraction of what God's given us. And when God knitted you in your mother's womb, he already knew what you were destined for. And I believe that we're all destined for far more in terms of how we function and our giftings. And the benefit of that is that you will edify the body, you will build everybody up. Everybody you touch will feel the Holy Spirit. And in that way, you can help people navigate through life. So Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 14, 1 says, pursue love and desire the spiritual gifts. And that just after that passage, Paul talks about the clanging cymbal and the fact that everything we do has to be done in love. So you've got your utility belt and you're going, wow, pang, bang, whoosh, clang, quoi! But you have to do it in love. So make sure your heart's right. But what I'm going to ask you to do now is just to bow your heads, please. And just pray to God that he will start to reveal how you ought to use the gifts that he's already given you. Who can you influence? Who can you support? Who can you save? So, Father, we pray that you'll reveal our gifts to us, and not only that, you'll give us the courage to use our utility belt, Lord. I pray that any reticence or any reluctance to use those gifts, I pray that we will push through that and be all you designed us to be, for the encouragement and edification of everybody we touch, so that we love people with good hearts. Amen.
Very much, Mark. I don't really think there's much more that I need to say. We've had a good prayer there, so just to wish you a good week, and look forward to seeing you next Sunday with more things to tell and glory to be given to God. So have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.